Stuck in a dinner routine rut? Picking tonight's meal doesn't have to be stressful. Here's an idea. Let Cook Unity handle dinner tonight with premium meals delivered to your door. New menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a growing community of award-winning chefs. Cook Unity offers over 400 meals for every palate. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/rut or enter code RUT before checkout for free premium meals for life.
Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's, Jane. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
Well, I have been playing Hyrule Warriors Age of Imprisonment for a couple hours, and I wanted to share my first impressions of the game, a game that I'm playing and you're not.
It's true. We're recording this on Thursday morning, So the game came out on the eShop. 9 o'clock our time last night. You have been playing nonstop. I've been seeing your notifications.
Stop spying.
You're back online. No, it's great because, like you said, I am not playing this game. I am choosing to take a wait and see approach with this game. So I'm very excited to hear what you have to say.
Yeah. So I play for about 4-ish hours at this point. Yeah. I think it's not super far into the game, obviously, since I just got it last night. But this is something that I've been looking forward to. I really liked Age of Calamity. We've been talking a lot about how, you know, you were not super into this game at first glance, but I was excited to play this game because I really like the story in these Hyrule Warriors games. Weirdly, they are better to me than mainline Zelda, like Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom. I feel like they do better job storytelling in these Hyrule Warriors games. So I was really excited about digging into, first and foremost, the story for Age of Imprisonment. And yeah, I mean, I think at first, sort of the first couple of hours that I play, they really do a good job setting up sort of where you are in terms of time and place and what you're going to be, like what portion of the Tears of the Kingdom story you're going to be digging into as the player, which is exciting because I wanted to know more details about that.
I heard there was a very long cutscene.
Very
that
long.
That starts the game. What are we talking about here?
Oh, it was long.
How long?
Time to Sword.
10 minutes?
At least 10 to 12 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say that.
What's it about? What's going on?
So it does show you portions of what you saw in those memories from Tears of the Kingdom of, like, Zelda, how she ends up in, like, the past, basically, like, long in the past. And it reintroduces you to Queen Sonya and Rauru and sort of sets up, you know, Zelda coming into the first Hyrule Kingdom, what that was like for her. There's just a lot more detail. I think in Tears of the Kingdom, you get like a little glimpse of one of the memories of her ending up there. And you do see little glimpses here and there of her time in the past. But yeah, now you just get like, it's almost like a extended scene of what you were kind of experiencing in Tears of the Kingdom. So they do, you know, do a bit of setup, I get that. But yeah, it was a pretty long time before you did any sort of gameplay. After the long cutscene runs, you basically start to learn the basics. One thing that was interesting to me that, you know, you were saying before we were playing the demo and you were seeing some of the trailers that were out there, you were like, oh, everything is so dark. Everything takes place in the depths. It doesn't seem like it's a very, like, bright game. The first part of the game does take place on the surface, so that's good. So you are getting sort of a firsthand look at, you know, the ancient Hyrule, like the ancient castle. You are seeing like that part of it. So that was really nice. I enjoyed that because it's like, oh yeah, it's like kind of familiar, but also even Zelda says this, it's like, oh, this all looks familiar, but it's also new at the same time. Because it is like when you see it in Tears of the Kingdom, it's like, you know, thousands of years have passed and things are in ruins. And so things are not in ruins. And you can see like the beginnings of you know, these places that you're very, you feel very familiar, oh, they look a little different.
All right, I have a number of follow-up questions, so I'm going to stop you here.
Oh, wow.
The demo placement of what we played,
yes.
where is that in the sequence of the start of this game?
That's about the second, sort of the second part of that
okay.
first couple hours. Probably
yeah.
like about an hour in to the game.
Yeah.
You do go, and it's literally that exact same 20-minute demo that we played where you kind of come down into the depths with that, like the hot air balloon kind
yeah,
of thing, and
yeah.
then you do exactly what we did
okay.
in the demo. Yeah.
Next, with the last Hyrule Warriors game, you know, one of the things that we were really touting was like, hey, they just took the assets from Breath of the Wild and they made this game out of it, and that
mm-hmm.
was cool.
Yeah.
With them having to kind of more flesh out this past timeline version of Hyrule, does it visually look any different? Can you tell, like, oh, this is a little bit different from Tears of the Kingdom? Or is it basically they're just trying to match that exact same aesthetic? Again, because this game is built up for Switch 2 only.
Yeah, yeah. They are definitely just matching the aesthetic.
Okay.
They're not changing the look of Tears of the Kingdom or of that artistic graphical style of Tears of the Kingdom. I will say the game looks fantastic.
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what you would, when you go and play the Switch 2 version of Tears of the Kingdom, that is what this game looks
okay.
like. It's absolutely gorgeous. The lighting is so pretty. The, you know, the way that they've rendered kind of that, like, almost like painterly style for, like, the backgrounds, stuff like that. It's beautiful. It's really nice. And even the depths, it is dark down there, but the colors look, obviously.
It's dark down there.
It's dark
there.
In those depths. But the colors are very deep. Like, they seem very, like...
Be great for an OLED screen.
I was going to just say, kind of wish I had an OLED screen.
I gotta get the trolling in.
I was playing on handheld for most of my play session, and I was like, it's pretty nice down here. Like, I can see that the depths of, like, the rich... you know, blacks and deep colors, but I was like, ooh, that OLED screen would be nice here.
Yeah.
Anyhow, but it does look good.
Right.
Like, it really does look nice.
Right.
But they're not trying to take a creative license and be like changing things up.
No, I wasn't
yeah.
thinking from like an art style perspective.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, we are on more powerful hardware now. Maybe
yeah.
we can make things, you know, just have more bushes, you know, more of these things.
It does look very rich. The environment
yeah.
looks very rich. I will say too that, there's a lot of things in there that, you know, there's a lot of constructs. There's a lot of, like, those kinds of, like, old Zonai thingies
yeah, yeah.
down there. And those things all have this, like, glowy effect. You know, those, like, constructs all
yeah,
have those
yeah.
kind of glowing
right.
blue veins. Like, I feel like that's done very well graphically. Like,
okay.
it looks really nice. It does have a very, like, ethereal quality
yeah.
to it. So whatever they're doing graphically to kind of really bring, like, some of that Zonai stuff, those constructs, like,
yeah.
that kind of stuff to life. Because you're seeing a lot more of that in this timeline, this time period of, you know, Hyrule history. Like, that looks really nice.
Yeah. And the frame rate is...
It's very good.
Holding up?
Very stable.
Okay.
I mean, this game has to... Look, you're rendering a lot of enemies. You're going to need to have some smooth frame rates.
That,
I have not seen any issues.
That is literally my next question, which is the density of the enemies.
Yeah.
And again, this is where I make a comparison between the current Dynasty Warriors game,
yeah.
where it's like they have done something amazing, and
yeah.
it's like you are shoulder to shoulder in this big space with enemies.
I would say that that's not quite
okay.
there.
Yeah.
Which... obviously is
yeah.
is kind of what we expected.
Uh-huh.
I did not expect this to be like I'm looking, you know, from a precipice down
yeah,
the
yeah,
cliff
yeah.
and there's just like hundreds of thousands of enemies.
Okay.
You are sort of in more compact spaces.
Oh.
So they kind of trick you
interesting.
A little bit.
Yeah.
They're, you know, you're doing a very similar thing where you go into an area, there's probably a big captain that you want to get rid of
yep.
To sort of clear that area. But around the captains, there are obviously like more kind of just mass enemies. But they're kind of like doing this thing where they trap you in a small area.
Oh,
so everything feels more dense.
Yeah.
But I would say in terms of things on screen... You're not getting more than a couple hundred things on screen.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. That is interesting.
It is a trick of the mind that
yeah.
they're doing, because I think they know that those frames are going to start dropping,
mm-hmm.
the performance is going to start lagging if they try to do more. So they sort of jam you into this
yep.
like little battle area. There is a more of an emphasis also that I've noticed on definitely the captain's battles, but also especially if you're in the depths, you're battling a lot more just like more sort of Zelda enemies, like the the Groks, the big like rock, what is it called? The rock
stone talus?
Stone talus, thank you. Like more of those things versus like other character or the human or Hylian characters or whatever. So
okay.
I have noticed that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's go back to this story. So there was the big cutscene at the start. Like, what happens in between each mission, if you've done enough of those to say?
Yeah, so it's really interesting how they structure it. And I can't remember. I played Age of Calamity. I can't remember what they did for that game for some reason. But for this one, what they do is they have, you know, big story missions where you are advancing the storyline. They have this map where there are big story missions that you can do, but also there are the kind of side things that you can do. And they have a system of where you can level up your characters and give them new abilities by collecting resources. And you do get some of those resources from doing the main missions, but you also get them from doing like side quests as well. Like for some reason I need 4 carrots to upgrade Raru's attacks. And so...
Perfect.
He wanted to eat those carrots. He's like a goat. So
I mean, he is basically a livestock
kind of thing. So maybe that makes sense. So I went to do like a side mission to get the 4 carrots so I can level him up. You know, so there's kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where it sort of incentivizes you to do some in-betweeny things. And those are all very quick. I will say like those in-between things are not like, you know, it's not like doubling your gameplay time or anything like that. Like, I think I did some of those side things in like less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And the story structure is, you know, is pretty typical. You get the big cutscene, you meet some new characters, you are introduced to, again, events that are pretty familiar because they were in Tears of the Kingdom. Like, they introduced you to like Ganondorf and the Gerudo. Pretty early on, and you remember exactly in Tears of the Kingdom, you know, kind of what happens next there to some of those characters. I guess I won't say it here because I don't want to spoil anything for anyone, but you're kind of like, oh yeah, I know what happens next. And so you're like, well, what's gonna lead up to that? Like,
right,
what are the actual details that leads up to that like pretty catastrophic event, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. It's a little bit, different than Age of Calamity, where that one was a prequel. So it was like new events that you kind of never saw in Breath of the Wild. Like you like read about it maybe in Zelda's diary, but you never like saw them. This one is like you have seen these. You have seen some of these similar things in those memories in Tears of the Kingdom. They're just like fleshing them out more and giving you more detail around those events.
All right.
I did get introduced to a few new characters. The cute little...
The Korok?
Three Musketeers Korok.
Yeah. Okay.
I was introduced to that character. The Construct and the Korok are sort of a pair. They're like teamed up together.
Oh.
So that was kind of interesting. Yeah. The Construct, it's kind of funny because with the absence of Link...
Right.
You are kind of missing that fighting style. And that's literally the Construct. The Construct is like a robo-Link.
Just a sword.
Sword and
robot.
Shield. Sword and shield. You know, and he's doing a lot of stuff that Link would do. Like, even some of the moves are very similar. Like, I played as the Construct for a little bit for one of the missions, and it really played very similar to how, like, Link would have played. So I wonder if they were like, oh, we don't want to put Link in just yet, maybe. We want the story to focus on Zelda and some of these other characters. But we do... want that gameplay mechanic of Link in here, so we're just gonna put this robot in here. So that's kind of what it felt
like to me.
But fine. I mean, if you even did like a shield surf move, I was like, come on.
Oh, really?
Come on. Yeah, Robo Link.
Okay. Yeah. How does it work in terms of picking your character? Does like per mission is the game like, all right, you're gonna play as this, and then within the mission you sometimes have a chance, or is it like at the beginning, or what have you gone back to replay a mission? Maybe not.
I have not replayed because I've been trying to move forward.
Yeah.
But every mission has a set amount of characters that you can you will be starting the mission, because it's a story. I think there's story elements.
There's story
too.
Reasons for that.
Exactly, and you can freely switch between the characters within each mission.
Do you always have more than one so far?
So far, yes.
Interesting, okay.
You can do those sync moves where you like do the little hand thing. I think they want you to do that, a lot of those moves, so they do let you pretty freely switch around.
Yeah.
And you're able to level them all up sort of independently and, you know, again, using your resources to give them moves and things like that. So you are kind of like juggling your arsenal of characters throughout the gameplay. It's not like you're, you know, always playing as Zelda or always playing as some of the other characters. I would say the game does a good job of encouraging you to have spend like equal time playing with all of the different characters available. And the little Korok and Robo Link, that one I did not have a choice. It was like a story thing, and it was like you have to play as this character. So I did not get to switch. I haven't gotten a chance to play as the Korok yet. I've only played as the robot. For now. So,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
When we played the demo, one of the things that we liked was the introduction of the Zonai devices.
Yes.
So I'm curious, has that been introduced yet at this point in the game? What do you think of that?
Yeah, you get them pretty early on. Again, it's really that second mission that you do, which is what we did in the demo. That's the introduction of the Zonai devices.
Oh.
So you get it pretty early on. I've been getting new Zonai devices as well as I've been playing through. It's kind of fun. How they do it is, you remember the big like gotcha machines that they had in Tears of the Kingdom? So that's how you get a new Zonai device. You just go and you have to put in resources that you've collected from doing your missions, and you basically a big gotcha machine will come and give you a new Zonai device, which was a fun little like reminder. Like, oh, that was weird and fun in Tears of the Kingdom. I got one that's like sort of this like shield kind of thing that's been really useful. And another one that I really like is the rockets.
Oh.
So you can like rocket around and like shoot people while you rocket, and then also like just jump off the rocket and launch it into a group of enemies.
So do you like load these up before the mission? Like, this is what I'm taking with me.
That's right.
And it seems like there's a pretty good variety.
Yeah. And you can like quick key them and everything. Yeah. And they also have some cool like environmental things that they'll tell you about. Like, I got the frost, like instead of like the flame emitter, I got the frost emitter. Yeah. And they're like, oh, if you stand in this like pool of water while you do it, you'll make like huge icicles.
Really?
And so I tried that and basically like made a wall of ice with the frost emitter if you stand near water. And then I was fighting these like giant choo-choos down in the depths, and they're like, oh, if you use your fire emitter, it explodes them. And so that was pretty fun.
Nice.
So they do give you little hints like, use this one. I think they want you to experiment with those. But I really like those. Those are fun.
Yeah.
Those are really fun.
Are there any other mechanics that they've introduced that, you know, have surprised you or go beyond just like, I'm hitting Y and then X?
Button mashing?
Yeah.
I do think that they do a good job with those sync moves. Those are really fun. They're always a bit surprising, like what you're the two people together, and there's lots of different combinations you can do, like Zelda and Raru, so Sonya and Raru. So there's everybody has a different sort of permutation of what they're doing. I think the most surprising game mechanic so far has been with Minoru. That's just a character that you know a little bit about in Tears of the Kingdom. You know, like, she's really smart and she does a lot of research and she knows a lot about the constructs and the ancient like Zonai stuff, but they really translated her like personality and who she is as a character into the game mechanics, where, you know, all of her moves are like basically her like speed building stuff and like launching them out there, which is kind of cool because I always wish I could do that in Tears of the Kingdom. Like, I could speed build all this stuff.
Right,
you know, you press a button and she's like missile launching like a bomb at you, or like she has a cart suddenly filled with constructs that she's like launching into the into the crowd. And like every one of her sort of combos are a little bit different and pretty surprising. And so I've been really having fun whenever I have a chance to play as her.
Right.
Like, kind of looking at the different combos, trying out the different combos to see what kind of Zonai devices she comes up with. The other thing that I thought was kind of neat is Zelda's, like, finishing move. She does this thing at the very end when she's about to defeat one of the, you know, a boss or one of the captains. It basically, like, it's a stop time kind of move where, like, she pauses, you know, she freezes time and then does a whole bunch of damage, and then it sort of like stasis a little bit and then like unfreezes time, and then the whole thing just dies.
That's cool.
So I was like, oh, that's kind of a good little like elbow nudge of like, oh, we're playing with the idea of time and sort of her going back in time, and she has these abilities. So I do like how all of the moves and mechanics are really tied to the characterization. I think that's kind of the best part of this game is like, yeah, I mean, the gameplay is fun. It's a Musou game. You know, there's lots of things on screen. 100 KOs, yay. But the cool part is, like, they do a really good job, like, giving you a good character background. Like, I learned more about Minoru in the last 3 hours than I did in 200 hours of playing Tears of the Kingdom.
Right.
I don't know about that character at all, right?
Yeah.
Or even Zelda. You know, Zelda was sort of gone in Tears of the Kingdom, except through those memories, and then except through sort of the latter parts of the game.
Yeah.
But you see her swallowing the giant thing. But you know, you're getting to see a lot of backstory, and a lot of her moves and mechanics are based on her story, and she has, you know, a lot of that character depth is really built into this game in a really good way.
Right.
That's what I liked about Age of Calamity as well. It's like, okay, I'm finally learning about these characters.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're pretty high on this game
so
far.
Yeah, I like it a lot so far.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to do some nitpicking, though.
I know.
Anything you want to put there?
Yeah, I feel like some of the nits that I have is, I will say the beginning is pretty slow going.
Oh.
Like that beginning, that cutscene was long.
Wow.
And even for me, when I was like interested.
That's so interesting.
I was interested in the story, but I was like.
You wanted to get going.
I was like, just let me fight something.
I'm ready to press
press the button. So there is a bit of like slow to start,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
The other thing that I kind of don't love, and I don't know how much of this you're going to be forced to do later, but the game, I was trying to play as many of the main missions as possible so I can get ready to talk about it in this video.
Yeah.
And like halfway through, like I was getting into a good rhythm. I was doing these, had done like 3 kind of main missions within the time that I had played. And I felt like, okay, great. I was making some good advancements in the story. Like things are starting to get a little juicy. I met Ganondorf. He was really hot. Wow. And then the game was like, okay, now instead of doing the main story, you have to do these like, I'm forcing you to do these side missions.
Oh, you had to do those?
To move on. And I was like, okay. And then doing the side missions, I was like, well, this is just kind of, it was a little cheap.
To get the carrots?
I had to get the carrots. And then also, it was like kind of a repeat of stuff that I had already done. It's like, fight this guy again.
Oh.
And then fight him, like he's a little harder this time, but like fight him again. I'm like, well, why? If you're going to make me do a side mission, let me do something, let me fight someone else.
Right.
I'm like 3 hours into this game, you're already repeating content? Like that seems kind of weird.
Yeah.
Maybe they extra wanted to make sure you, like, got it. You know? Like, you learned it. But it's like, don't. See, I don't like that, too. It's like, when games are too hand-holdy. Like, they're like, do you really understand how to hit Y and X? I'm like, I think I do, but why don't you tell me again?
And then you start, wait, I don't actually at all.
Which button is it?
Which button?
Sorry. I didn't realize it was one more time. So there's a little bit of that I was like, I mean, those side missions I got through real quick.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, you know, I was like, oh, it's dragging because I'm forced to do these 2 side missions before I can move on and I need to get these carrots. Like those side missions, I think they took a total of 20 minutes. But it's like, well, don't make me play these enemies again.
Yeah.
You know, I just started this game. Like give me the good stuff. Like you wanna keep me engaged with new stuff.
Right.
And then story-wise, I have a major nitpick with the story.
Oh.
Which is, and this is what happens. Everybody that tries to write a story about time, you get yourself into a pickle.
Yeah.
You see, with any sort of timeline stuff, or like I was from the future and I went to the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Zelda is someone that exists in the future.
Yeah.
Zelda knows exactly what Ganondorf is capable of and what he's going to be doing.
Yeah.
So when Ganondorf comes strolling into town and is like, I'm on your side, King Rauru. And
she doesn't know.
And she's like, she has like, there's like this like inner monologue kind of scene where she's like, I have some suspicions about this. I'm like, do you? He like killed a bunch of people when you were there. You literally saw this.
Hmm.
And then she goes to Queen Sonya and there's like cutscene. She's like, I have some thoughts about Ganondorf. And Queen Serenity's like, now, Zelda, we don't want to mess with time now as a way to sort of like, it's kind of like that thing where it's like, you know, like a Back to the Future trope. It's like, you can't tell your parents. Right. You can't mess with it.
Right.
It's like, this is where you get in trouble with these time stories.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite click.
Yeah.
It can never work.
Right.
In reality, obviously, if you were Zelda and you saw Ganondorf strolling, you'd be like, sound the alarm.
Yeah.
This guy is bad.
Yeah.
He's going to kill some people. But of course, here she's like, oh, well.
So where does it seem like this game is headed now that you're past the first couple hours?
Well, I think the thing that's going to happen is going to happen.
Okay.
And that's going
to happen. That early on?
I think so. It's pretty sad.
Because that person we're talking about, that was a playable character?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, because I think that's what kicks off the imprisoning war.
I see.
Is that event.
Okay.
Is what I understand. All right. Although, so I met the Gorons, and that sort of Goron chief.
Yeah.
They gave him the mask. They explain about the mask, like we give the mask to show our allegiance, blah, blah, blah. So I haven't met the Zoras or the people from the Rito village people, or birds. And then, so far it's just the Gorons and Ganondorf and the Gerudo is the two tribes that kind of have come to Hyrule or come to the king. So I wonder if I'm going to meet those other two tribes first. And then the thing happens, and then it's like the kickoff to the imprisoning war. Huh. Because I'm pretty sure that's the event that kind of sets that into motion.
Well, it sounds like things are going to happen soon.
I'm very curious how they're going to, because that was a real shocker in Tears of the Kingdom.
It was, yeah.
I had audibly gasped and cried. So
gasped and cried? Oh my gosh.
So we're going to see how they treat, I mean, it's a pretty big deal, so let's see what happens.
Good job by you dancing around that spoiler, but also good job by you in these first impressions. These are great first impressions.
Yeah,
I'm definitely intrigued.
I like it.
By what you said. You definitely did kind of calm some of the concerns that I had. I still don't think I'm picking this up this weekend. I'm in like the home stretch of Pokemon now.
Yeah.
Like I'm really locked in on that, but
almost there, huh?
I'm going to keep an eye on what you and other people have
to
say.
I think the main campaign is not very long. I think it's sub 20 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe I can just game share it to you afterwards.
Oh, there we go. Perfect. Wow.
Because then
that sounds fun.
I'm not going to be like 100%ing this
game. Wow, a game share.
I just want to play it for the story. So when I'm done with the story, I'm done. I'm going to be like, see ya.
What a great idea.
So then we can just save $70 right there.
Perfect.
Look at that. Get some friends that will game share with you. Get some friends.
Yes.
So far, so good. I'm really enjoying it's only been like 4 hours. But I'm really enjoying it so far. I know that the reviews for this game have been a little mixed, but for what I've been playing it for, you know, which is more so story and just kind of re-immersing myself with these characters, I really like that part. A couple of nitpicks, but I'm excited to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. Let us know if you are playing Hyrule Warriors Age of Imprisonment in the comments. Are you playing for the same reasons I am? Are you playing for different reasons? Let us know your thoughts on the game so far, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.